the name of Jesus, and then Jesus will do what he says he will do. You know, you just can't magically throw out the name of Jesus and things change. But when you have a relationship with Jesus, you use that name and you have authority when you use the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I've watched TV a lot of times, and you do too, and there's a lot of people that's last names was Jordan at one time, and they may have named their son Michael Jordan. Well, when you hear his name, it perks up for a minute, but when you see it ain't Michael Jordan, you don't think that much about it. Because why? Because that name doesn't hold the same position that the real name holds, and that's like Jesus Christ. When somebody proclaims the name of Jesus and they're not living that way, it don't make a very much of a difference. But when you see somebody walking after Jesus Christ and you know that he's your father and you call on the name of Jesus, there's authority in that name. As we come here this morning, Peter and John, they've been thrown in jail. Oh, Peter said, hey, that one that you rejected, that one that you denied. And I think that's pretty awesome that Peter, the same one that denied Jesus three times, now he's preaching there on the day of Pentecost, and he says, that one that you denied. He done denied himself, but hey, he's been brought back. Amen. So this morning, if you have a copy of God's Word, Acts chapter number 4, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 30. Let's do verse number 30. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And the Bible says, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. There it is. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. And neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was given was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Father, I pray this morning for a great anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray this morning that we've come into this place. We've set aside the first day of the week, this Sunday. Father God, we come and we celebrate you, and we come and we worship you, and we give you all the praise because of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we gather together today to lift up the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray this morning for that one this morning that needs a breakthrough in their life. I'd ask this morning that you just break it on through, Lord. Lord God, I pray this morning, Father, that we open these scriptures and you expound on us what we need to see, and you show us what we need to hear. Lord, I love you and I thank you this morning. I thank you for the Holy Ghost, and I thank you for the authority that's in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I realize I'm in over my head. These people, they've come looking for a word, and they've not looked for a word from me, but they're looking for a word from heaven. Lord, they're not looking for some simple sermon, but they're looking for a simple solution, and you're the solution this morning. Lord God, if we just call on the name of Jesus, that authority's there this morning. And I ask this morning that you touch hearts and you prick them this morning. And I ask you to do it in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. I ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's people saying, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. At the name of Jesus, the authority that's given. Have you ever thought about that name of Jesus and the authority that's given when we come and we call on the name of Jesus Christ? Here, Peter and John, you know, they've done come to this place. And if you will, in verse number 24, it says, and when they had heard it, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God. They acknowledged who God was. Can I say this morning, there's not a bunch of gods. There's only one God, and his name's Jehovah this morning. This morning, if you need something done in your life, it won't be by no other name but the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, what authority does a name of Jesus have? I don't know about you, but when we get talking about, let me tell you about my Jesus, and I get talking about the name of Jesus Christ and what he's done in my life, I see, number one, that authority of Jesus Christ in verse number 31. It has the authority to shake places. Can I get a witness this morning? He says in the Bible this morning, the first thing that it does. And when they had prayed, hey, don't expect nothing to shake in your life. Don't expect nothing to come unglued in your life. Don't expect things to line back up if you ain't prayed. Hey, friends, this morning I want you to know I can waller in my pity party all I want to. I can waller and I can squirm and I can hide out and I can do all kind of things. But until I pray, until I get to a place in my life, hey, I ain't called on the preacher and I ain't called on church members, but I'm talking about, hey, you got a need in your life that you can't tell nobody about, and you get into that closet and you get into that secret place. And he said, and when they prayed, hey, old Peter and John, they done got to a place because of their holy boldness. They done got put into prison. They done got locked up. And you know what they did when they got there? Not only them, but everybody with them, they started praying. Friends, this morning, if there's one thing this church needs from every member that's in here, hey, we don't need your money. Hey, we need you praying to God. Can I get an amen? Hey, we need a group of believers that'll come together, hey, and pray heaven down. I'm not talking about some little old prayer. I'm talking about getting a hold of Jehovah. I'm talking about getting a hold of God. I'm talking about praying heaven down. The Bible says in verse 31, and when they had prayed, hey, they got down on their knees, and when they had prayed, look what the Bible says, the place was shaken. I see, number one, when you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the place will shake. Hey, the place will shake, and things will get to shaking. You know what the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter number 12, it said, and it also shook. Friends, I want you to know there's a great shaking at the name of Jesus Christ. When you call on the name of Jesus, when you believe in the name of Jesus, and you understand all the authority to make things shake in your life, it'll only come from the name of Jesus Christ. Look what he said, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled. Have you ever thought about it, this place? Hey, I wish I pray to God there'll come a day, hey, we'll get to praying so much at the Richter scale again, and we'll get a notice. Can I get a witness? Hey, that I want you to know that people will say there's been an earthquake over there at Union Chapel Baptist Church, and I want you to know, whoa, glory to God. Hey, when you call on the name of Jesus, things will shake in your life. Amen? He says, in the place were shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but the greatest day in my life is when I got filled with the Holy Ghost. That day I called on the name of Jesus Christ, and he said, I want you to know, when I called on the name of Jesus, what did he send your way, preacher? He sent the Holy Ghost my way. Hey, he sent the Holy Spirit my way. Hey, before I could ever be saved, I want you to know that Spirit had to draw me, and that Spirit drawed me, and I got saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost encamps inside of me. He lives inside of me, and he never leaves me. He stays inside of me. But I love this, at the name of Jesus, the authority, number one, it'll shake a place. Look what he said. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with what? With boldness. Hey, I want you to get this morning. When you get to that place and the authority that you realize is in the name of Jesus, it'll shake a place no matter where you're at. No matter where you go, that place, it'll understand that the authority of God's word is what shakes men and women. It's the word of God. It's not the preacher. It's not nothing else. It is the word of God. When you speak that word, it'll shake a place. Look what he says. Hey, but I see something else in the text. At the name of Jesus, what authority does it have on my life? Number one, it'll shake a place. But I see number two, it'll silence pride. Not only the name of Jesus, listen to me. When you lift up the name of Jesus, not only will it shake a place, but it'll silence pride. You know, this morning when you give Jesus Christ all the credit, you give him all the honor, all the glory, all the praise, and you give it all to him, and you don't give it to no man, and you don't give it to no woman, but you give it to God, it'll silence pride that's in a man's life. This morning I want you to know the Bible says in verse number 32, the authority of the name of Jesus, number one, it'll shake a place, but number two, it'll silence pride in a person's life. I ask you this morning, have you ever been prideful? Have you ever got to a place where you're prideful? There's one thing I told my wife this week that I had to be very careful of is pridefulness. Man, it don't take me long. I get prideful. I get arrogant. I get big head. I get all this in my life. You say, why? Because you're a preacher? Oh, no, but what he's done in my life. Can I get a witness? Hey, we was going down 19 going to Hamilton yesterday, and we was riding down the road, and I told her, I said, I understand right now. There ain't nothing I got. There ain't nothing on that hill. There ain't nothing in my pocket. There ain't nothing that I got this morning that I've done. It's all come from him. him. Friends, I want you to know this morning, there's nothing good in me. There's nothing about me good. Everything I got this morning that's good or anything of value, it come from him, amen. I want you to know it ain't from hard work. Don't you get caught up in the schemes of the USA and America. It ain't from hard work. It ain't from dedication. There's people that got hard work and there's people that's got dedication that'll bust hell wide open. You say, where does it come from, preacher? It comes from the name of Jesus Christ. Woo, glory. I just have faith this morning. Amen. It said it come from the name of Jesus Christ. Look what he said. It'll silence pride in your life. You cannot be prideful at the name of Jesus. Why? Because his name's bigger than yours. Woo, glory to God. His name's bigger than mine. What he says in verse 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. There was one heart and there was one soul. Pride was gone and it was out the window. There was no pride. You know why this church is so successful? We don't have a church that the deacon body tells us what to do. We don't have a church that the pastor tells us what to do. We have one leader and his name's Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost lead you. Let Jesus lead you. Friends, I want you to know this morning. Hey, I want you to get this morning. If the church has got to be led by the Holy Ghost, your home's going to have to be led by the Holy Ghost. If this church is going to have to be led by the Holy Spirit, your home's going to have to be led by the Holy Spirit. It said that they sowed. They had nothing against one another. They loved one another. They was in one mind, one soul, and they was in one accord. And they loved what God was doing in their midst. This morning, I don't know about you, but I love what God's doing in our midst. Amen. Hey, we went to Broken Lives Thursday night, had four get saved and one rededicate their life. Brother Jerry Gabby was at the altar. Where's Brother Jerry? There he is. He was at the altar talking with a man. And when we got in the van, I said, he rededicate his life? He said, yeah, he did. I don't know how I heard that. He was a mile away from me. But I know this, when you get in tune with Jesus Christ, you'll know what he's doing. Amen. He won't keep it a secret from you. He'll let you know what he's doing. Number one, I see that it's shake a place. Number two, I see that when you get at the name of Jesus, it'll silence pride. They said there was this colonel in the army, in the military, a colonel, and said he had worked his way up from private up to colonel. The colonel, is that what it's called, colonel? Colonel. I didn't want to talk about Kentucky Fried Chicken, but colonel. You know what preachers, they say about preachers, don't you? All they do is eat chicken and collect checks. That's all they do. I had a text this morning from a preacher. Here's what he said. He said, you're the man of God doing the will of God. Just go in and relax and let God do the work. And I said, that's what I'm going to do this morning. But said this colonel, said he come up from private up in the ranks and he got to where he was. And all the way up, he was prideful. You could see it all over. Prideful and boastful and arrogant. You could see it all over him. But he'd been there so long, he worked his way up into a position. Don't that sound a lot like church sometimes? He done worked his way up into a position and he was real prideful. Said he got in there into his office, and the first day he got in there, he kicked back at his desk, and this little private that he knew, didn't think much of, knocked on the door, and when he seen the private and seen who he was, said he picked up his phone, and he waved for him to come in, and when the private come in, he said, yes, Mr. President, we'll get on that, Mr. President, yes, Mr. President, we'll handle that, Mr. President, yes, Mr. President, we'll take care of every bit of that, Mr. President, yes, Mr. President, we'll work that out, we'll sure work that out, Mr. President, hang on just a second, he said, I'll be with you in just a minute. And the private just stood there, looked at the colonel, and just shook his head. And he said, yes, Mr. President. Yes, sir. Thank you for your service. Yes, sir. Goodbye. He hung up the phone, and he said, Private, how can I help you? He said, I'm the one here to hook up your telephone. Let me give you this morning. God's got a way of showing you, and he's got a way of showing me just how little we really are and just how big he really is. And this morning, I want you to get this morning. You can hide anything from me, and it don't matter if I didn't know it. It won't do me a bit of good, and it won't do you a bit of good. He didn't say confess unto man. He said confess unto Jesus Christ, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's the gospel this morning. You shall be saved. Look what he says. He says, number one, it'll shake a place. Number two, it'll silence pride. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart or one soul. Neither said any of them that all of the things which they possessed, they didn't say nothing about what they had. They didn't try to keep up with the Joneses. Can I get a witness? Hey, they didn't buy something because somebody else bought it. They didn't try to live up to their standard because everybody else was doing it. They didn't wear this because everybody else was wearing it. You know what they did? They just got in love with Jesus. Have you ever been there? You just got in love with Jesus. Yesterday, we were sitting at home, and it was about 11 o'clock, and Brandon looked at her and said, we're not going to do nothing. I don't know. She said, you got to quit that crying. I looked at her. She said, you got to dry that crying up. That crying ain't getting us nowhere. Are we going anywhere today? And I was just boo-hooing. What is wrong with you? I don't know. She said, you got to dry that mess up. 12:30, she said, you got to dry that crying up. What's wrong with you? I said, I went out there in my study this morning. And I told God just to humble me. I told God just to break me. And I said, for the next 3 hours, all I've done is squall like a baby. She said, what's wrong? I said, I've seen how big he was and how little I really am. That's what's wrong with me. And that should be what's wrong with you this morning. I told her this story, and I'm going to stop right here just for a minute, Brother Eric. This right here is going to tree, son, I'm telling you. I told him about my dog. I got a dog that I love dearly. This dog, let me tell you, he's got it made. He's got his own bed. Yeah, in the house. I don't like dogs. You ain't never had a dog like this. You never had a dog like this. Brother J.D., you my dog, amen? That's what we used to call him back in the day. Brother Heath Butler, that's what we used to call him. Brother Bradley, we used to call you my dog, remember? You my dog, man. This dog right here, son, I love this dog. He's about 80 pounds. Only kid I got that don't back talk. This kid, he don't back talk me. Kaylee said if he could, he would. But man, this dog, the other day or Thursday, I let him out. And he come back, he was limping. I was like, what in the world? And he done went down and found him a dog that was bigger than him. And his pride got broken. He got eat up down his arm. And he come back and that thing swole up. He's just limping back. He's just limping back. He said, what'd you do as his owner? Did you whoop him and did you scold him? And did you tell him how sorry he was and how he shouldn't have left the Father's table? And he said, no, I didn't do that. And that ain't how God does me when I leave the table. Listen to me, I'm not saved because I'm sitting at the table. I'm saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Sitting at the table just brings blessings to me. Now, when I get away from the table, blessings hold up a little bit. So I got that dog in there, and I got wet wipes, and we bandaged him up, and I petted him, and his pride was hurt. Oh, Brother Kevin, his pride. Oh, son, he strut, and now he's just... Friday, open the door, and no, you had to make him go out. You had to make him. I mean, grab a hold of him, make him. And I drag, I'm talking about pride this morning, what the name of Jesus do. I let him out. He's prideful. Well, this morning, we get up and he's ready. If he'd have stayed at the Father's table, he wouldn't have got hurt. But I didn't know why he was leaving the Father's table to this morning, Brother Eric. I turned him loose and he's gone. I holler. I ain't going to holler real loud. I don't want to wake the babies up. I ain't been loud this morning anyway, so I mean, we good, right? So I holler, Baylor. Then I go, hell, boy, come on in here. Head up in here. Let's go. Nothing. I said, whoa, wait a minute. Surely he ain't back down there where he ain't supposed to be. Surely he's not back down there. Somebody here this morning, you might be where you ain't supposed to be. And you've done been bit, you've done been hurt, your pride's hurt, and you say, there's no way I can go back to the Father's table. You listen to me this morning. Get that pride out of your life and get right back where Jesus is. Only at the name of Jesus will it work. And this morning I heard, Baylor, come on, boy, how? Get in here. And I heard the neighbor. And when he said this, y'all, Holy Ghost got all over me, bumps just went all the way down me. He turned around down there and I could not see him, but I heard what he told his little boy. Let him go. Let him go. Do you not hear his daddy's hollering for him? I stopped in my tracks. I stopped in my, what? What? Let him go. Do you not hear his daddy's hollering for him? And the little boy hollered, Mr. BJ, I'm sorry I had him held down here. And one but a minute, he come flying up the hill. And that was no more of a picture than what Satan does to us. He lures us away from the table with pride. At one time in our life, we felt the Spirit of God. We felt that shaking as Peter and John did. But then there just comes a time, he leads us away from that table. And he leads us out here, and we don't know why. And we say, why does people quit? Why does people do what they do? Because Satan's holding them. He's got a hold on them. He's holding them down. But it wasn't but a minute when that little boy let him go. You know what happened? Up the hill he come. He come right where I was at and he sat down. And I pat him on the head. Why don't you whoop him, preacher? Satan will do enough of that. Won't you whoop this bunch in here this morning? I ain't got to whoop you. Satan does enough of that. You know what a lot of y'all need and what this preacher needs? It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. I've shook it one time and I'll shake it again. If you're in here this morning and you don't feel nothing this morning, you need a shaking. If you're sitting there and you're dry and you say, man, this ain't nothing in this, you're cold. You're calloused. And you done got to a place you're complacent. As I patted that dog this morning, I said, son, get in your pen. I went to the house. I told Brandy, I said, I got to get him some fresh water and some fresh food. And the Lord said, when you go to church, you give them a fresh word because I am the living water. I see number three, not only, listen to me this morning, not only will he shake it, he'll shake a place. Not only will he silence pride, Brother J.D., but he'll supply a person. When you let him shake you to the core, I'm talking about to the core. I'm talking about to the core. I'm not talking about when your finances are running low. I'm not talking about, no, that's not a shaking. Get out there and work and you'll get more money and you'll be happy again. Car tore up, that's not a shaking. Oh, my car's tore up all the time. That ain't nothing. That ain't shaking. That ain't shaking. Go buy you another one. You can go buy another one. You ain't got to have credit. You can get one. They don't ask you, there used to be a commercial said, do you have a job? And I holler, yeah. Do you want a new car? Yeah. Do you have $99? No. Brandy said, well, we better not go. See, that's not what I'm talking about shaking. I'm talking about shaking is when you can't do nothing about it. You can't do nothing about it. It's in his hands. And if he don't show, you're done. And you'll just see how far you are along in life. When them trivial things don't mean a whole lot. Until you say, all I know is that my supplier is not man, but it's Christ Jesus. Let me show you this point in the Bible this morning. Look what he says here, if you will, with me. We're going to move on down. Verse number 33. Not only do we see he shake a place and he silence pride, but he supplies a person. Verse 33. And with great power. There it is. He don't just give you power. He gives you great power. Him with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Great power. This morning you have power this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. And when I read that, I love this. He said he gave them, verse 33, he gave them great power and he gave them great grace. Never use your power without you using grace. Don't you ever belittle somebody. Don't you ever beat somebody. Don't you ever browbeat somebody. So I got power. I got Jesus. Listen, Jesus never come that way. He said, ye without sin cast the first. He didn't browbeat them. He had power to heal, but he did it with grace. He has power to save, but he only do it by grace. Do you see what I'm saying? He said that he gave them that supplied that person with power, but he also gave them grace. I wonder who in there this morning has been bit this week, and you say, preacher, man, I just need to get somewhere. I got good news. I'd get to this altar this morning. I'd get to this altar this morning just as fast as I could this morning at the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. I let him change what's going on the inside. He says in verse 33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was given upon them all. I must give you the grace, same grace that he has showed me. But I see something else in the text, and we're going to wind it down. At the authority at the name of Jesus Christ, not only supplies a person, but it'll save a person. That name of Jesus Christ, when it shakes a place, and it silences pride in your life. One thing the Lord hates, man, he hates pride. Man, he speaks against pride, pridefulness. Pridefulness is a key. Pridefulness will elevate you to a place that you think you've done it, and you've not done nothing. You've not achieved it. You've not received it. You've not attained it. But grace will humble you in a place. He says not only will it shake a place and silence people, it'll supply a person, and it'll save people. The authority at the name of Jesus Christ. Look with me, if you will, to Acts chapter number 4, right where we're at this morning. Acts chapter number 4, in verse number 12. Now you understand we're in the same chapter. where the text is coming from, what it'll do, what the name of Jesus will do. At the name of Jesus Christ, what it'll do. The Bible says in verse number 12, neither is there salvation in any other. You won't find it nowhere else this morning, but at the name of Jesus Christ. You won't find it this morning, but at the name of Jesus Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Whereby we must be saved. So, preacher, what difference does that make in your life? It makes all the difference in the world. That the authority at the name of Jesus Christ. I'll never understand in a million years. I'll never understand in eternity until He shows me how He saved me. I can preach about it. I can read about it. I can talk about it. I can tell you how I was saved. And I can tell you, but all it was at the name of Jesus Christ. That I took childlike faith and I finally believed that He could do what the Bible says He could do. This morning it was no magical pill. It was no nothing. It was just the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. So preacher, what did you do? I want to show you. At the name of Jesus, it'll save people. I ask you at this moment to bow your head and close your eyes. At the name of Jesus, it saves people. This morning, if you've never been born again, never been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God had raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This morning, there was a time in my life, my eyes closed, my head bowed. I had no pridefulness in me left. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And at that moment in my life, just like you're sitting there this morning, I called on the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I admit that I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus died on that cross. I believe that He was rose again on the third day. And I believe that He is seated on the right hand of the Father. I believe He washed my sins away. I ask you at this moment, and you know my heart, to come into my life. Save me. Cleanse me. Wash me. Make me new, Father. I don't want no more of me, but I want all of You. Come into my life. Take over. Please. I'm tired of living this way. I ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. At that moment, I can't tell you what all took place between here and glory. I can't tell you that. But all I know is with childlike faith, believing that Jesus was the Son of God, believing that He did die on that cross and ask Him to come into my life, listen to me, it shook me. It shook me all the way to my core. It shook me all the way to my core. I told my wife, I thank God that I got saved. If I hadn't got saved when Katie graduated high school, we'd have had the biggest beer party you've ever seen. You listen to me, Mills Hill, it'd have been all over that place. It'd have been beer from one side to the other, and I'd have been drinking with every one of them. But you listen to this morning, because of who lives inside of me, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Hey, I don't do that stuff no more, not because of me, but because of Him this morning. Listen to me this morning. I thank God He knows the future, and I don't. I thank God for that. I thank God that the next morning after she graduated, I didn't have to wake up and apologize for my actions. Glory. Them days are over. I'm so glad of that. You said, what happened? I don't know. I just know I called on the name of the Lord in faith and He saved me. He cleansed me and He made me new. He shook me to the core. Man, He silenced all the pride in my life. All the pride. And He's my supplier this morning. If you're in a need this morning, He can supply you what you need. But He said, and when they prayed, if you're not willing to pray, don't look for the supply. If you're not willing to pray, don't look to be getting under the spout where the glory runs out. It only runs out when the prayer gets growing. When you get under that spout where the glory runs out, it's because you're praying, you're in line with heaven. And all that's because he wants to save an individual. Peter and John done got locked up, but you know what? They kept on telling who they loved and who they served, and it was Jesus Christ. This morning, if you bowed your head a while ago with faith, believing that Jesus will save you, he saved you. I'm going to hide out and ease out the back door, preacher. That won't work. If something that big come inside and lived in something as little as me, somebody's going to know it. Amen. And I'm going to know there's been a change, there's been a different, and I've been set free. I thank God this morning for you. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. And I ask you to do one thing in the next few moments. You get real with God. Just get honest with God. And I promise you this morning, he's already got honest with you. He's done got honest with you. Maybe you needed a shaking this morning. Maybe you needed some things silenced in your life. And you realize this morning, it ain't because of you of what you've got. It's because of your supplier. His window's a lot bigger than mine. Brother J.D., I thank God his hand's a lot bigger than mine. This morning, if you need help, the altar's open. And again, I got good news. There's authority at the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I praise your holy name this morning. Lord, I thank you this morning that you allowed me to preach what you had put on my heart. Lord, I thank you this morning that I didn't come with man's opinion, but I come with the word of God this morning. Father, just as that little boy had a hold of my dog this morning, even though I was hollering, I was screaming his name. I know his name. I know everything about him. I was calling for him. He had a hold on him. And Father, but eventually he had to let go. And this morning, whoever Satan's got a hold of this morning, I pray in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, that the Holy Ghost is screaming at them so hard right now that Satan has to let them go. Lord, I pray that and I plead that in the blood of Jesus Christ. In the next few moments, it's the most important time. It's the time of invitation. And Lord, whoever might be lost, I pray they be saved this morning. Whoever's wondering, I pray they find their way back home. And whoever Satan's got a hold on this morning, the authority of the name of Jesus, I command him to let them go. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. And all of God's people said,